300 years ago, this area of Australia would have been woodland with hunters and gatherers wandering through it. Now it's a part of Europe. It has the barbed wire and, of course, it has the cows. What is surprising is that this is an example of what some historians have called ecological imperialism, that is, the imitating of European agriculture in totally different climates in North America, Australia and elsewhere. And you get a bundle of things, not just the cows and the barbed wire, but also all the diseases, the pests, the weeds, the dandelions, all those things came with it. And so it totally transformed the landscape as it transformed the people of Australia.